what is the favorite Christmas song of all times? And the survey says, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Silent Night, anyone else? Okay. Well, I'll give you some hints. The composer was named Israel Isidor Beilin. He was a Russian immigrant who came to this country at the turn of the century. And he is considered the greatest American composer. He wrote over 1,500 songs for films and movies. By the time he was 30, he was already considered a legend. Now, anybody want to guess what song I'm talking about? White Christmas. You got it. Well, but if you heard the first verse of White Christmas, you will never know it, because the song goes like this. Because he's writing it in the middle of Hollywood, right? The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, LA, but it's December the 24th, and I'm longing to be up north. And then the song goes, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, and so forth and so on. Our favorite Christmas song, as Bing Crosby sang it, he sold over 100 million copies of record when they used to have records, right? Now it's gotten even more downloads in iTunes and in the YouTube. Why did this song speak so much? Why has it become our favorite? Because we remember the song was published in 1942 when America was at war, World War II. And the soldiers in the European front wanted to be home. They wanted to experience that traditional Christmas. And the families, of course, in the home front also hoped that their young men would come back safe and sound to enjoy what Christmas is supposed to be, a time with family, with peace, a peaceful world. Carl Sandburg, our famous poet, when he heard this song, wrote, way down under this latest hit of his, Irving Berlin catches us where we love peace. Later on, of course, Berlin would also compose our second national anthem, right? God Bless America. Somehow, he knew how to capture our hearts. And we love the songs of his because in those simple words, they expressed our deepest feelings and our dreams. Christmas, the story, is probably told best in music, right? And our church ought to be very proud of the way we've sung our way through Christmas. If you were here last Sunday afternoon, I think you heard the best Christmas concert that I've ever seen a church give. Give yourselves a hand, huh? I know our choir's in here, but it was wonderful, fantastic. It really uplifted my soul. It really was inspiring. Not only because our people have talent, but they were singing and playing as if it meant something to them. And it does. It did. And you have more chance to hear wonderful music tomorrow night at our Christmas Eve service. So bring a friend, a family member, a neighbor, to hear the wonderful music that comes from our music department. Our Christmas Eve service is at 5, 8, and 11. Come before, earlier, in those evening hours to hear special music preludes. These songs and music that our people put on is just a continuation of the first song that Mary sang. This week, I spent some time on the YouTube and on iTunes trying to find out what the people are singing these days. What are the top songs of this past year? So I downloaded the 5 top songs, and I want to share with you what I found. Gautier, who is a Belgian-Australian singer, in his song, Somebody You Used to Know, sings about the fear of rejection, of losing, or being forgotten in a relationship breaks down, so that you only end up becoming somebody you used to know. Carly Jepsen in Call Me Maybe expresses her desire for a real relationship. Every time she meets someone, she hopes, she wishes that this is the one, and hopes to hang on to this relationship. Before you came into my life, she writes, she sings, I missed you so bad. I missed you so, so bad. I guess you know that. You should know that. So call me, maybe. The indie band Fun, in their song We Are Young, features a wonderful singer named Janelle Monáe and sings beautifully of the youth of our day, how powerful they feel. They feel like they can change the world. The song goes, I wish I could sing this. Some of you probably know this one, right? We are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun. Yet, near the end of their song, they aren't completely sure if somebody would be there if they fall, if they need to be carried. So their song ends with a prayer in my mind. So will someone come and carry me home tonight? The angels never arrived, but I can hear the choir. So will someone come and carry me home? The band Maroon 5 sings a song called The Payphone. The hero has done everything in life. Love, adventure, dreams, fast cars, power. But he's at the end of the rope. And he picks up the phone to call home. He wonders whether anybody will be there to pick up the phone. I am at a payphone, he sings, trying to call home. Finally, Ellie Goulding's Lights speaks about her childhood experience of growing in a home where there was so much light, yet this light couldn't completely block out the darkness. So she sings, they're calling, calling, calling me home, calling, calling, calling home. You show the lights that stop me, turn me stone. You shine it when I'm alone, home. It describes the early experiences of our younger generations. And they're asking, is there enough light at home to help lighten the road in our world's darkness? So I thought of Mary's song in light of these favorite top 5 songs of this past year. And I can see why Mary's song still remains the number one song of the Christmas season. Like the band Fun in the song We Are Young, Mary does join them in singing, we are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun because God is with us, she's saying. She's saying, God is going to turn the world to fire. He's going to rebuild it. There's a different world coming because God is making us new. God is creating a different world. God the change maker, God, who has always been Emmanuel, God with us, has now a face. He's here in plain sight. And this Emmanuel will be there to catch us when we fall. For Mary, humanity is always at the payphone, making that final call. It might be that we are at the end of our rope or at the height of our careers, or perhaps just struggling to get by. Yet, whenever we call, God is there, because God is a God of second chances. He always remains ready to listen, to hear, to accept, to welcome us. God is always there in Mary's mind, especially for the 99%, those who feel as if the world has passed them by, especially whom we call the lost, the last, and the least. God is there. And God is especially biased towards them. God will be there for each one of us, no matter who we are. Finally, for Mary, God is home for us. God has thrown wide the heaven's gates, sent his Son, invite all of us in to the family, because we are God's business. So we always thought that we had to make God interest in us, but God has already been interested. He has made us his business. So God is always calling us home, according to Mary. Perhaps it is only a whisper, yet God is calling us. One of my favorite songs is, "Do You Hear What I Hear?" The song starts very simply to say that the news about Jesus is only a whisper. It's something only that the wind and the little lamb hears, right? Say the night wind to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with a tail as high, big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite." And then the song moves on towards a shepherd who dares to challenge the king to remind him that there is a child who is lonely, hungry, suffering, and tells the king, "Do something. You are the king." Song ends with the king singing. Said the king to the people everywhere, "Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light." This song reminds us that when Jesus comes, he doesn't simply come for our spirits or hearts, but he comes to change the world. He comes to call our kings and leaders to change, to make a world that is fit, not only for him, but for every child that will be born on this earth. Well, do you feel like singing? I hope so. I know that there is enough in our world to make us feel depressed. And I know that there are things in our personal lives, maybe it's not going well. Maybe it's not the best of times for us. Yet Mary, and even the songs that our young people are singing today, reminds us that God is alive, that God is here in our loneliness, that God will give us the joy, and that God will help build a world with us, a world where no one will be hungry, a world where there will be peace and not violence. So how will you live this week? I was greeting some of our members following our first service. One of the ladies said, "Pastor, you gave me a great idea. At our Christmas table, we're going to sing some songs." And I said, "Great. What a wonderful idea. Maybe that song will change your day the way you party, the way you be a family this year. There was once a king in China who loved the sound of the yu. The yu is an instrument like an oboe, but it has 36 reeds, and they do blow like the oboe from the bottom. Well, when the orchestra plays, the king just was sent to heaven. So he called for 300 yu players from across the country, from the south, the north, east, west, and they came into the palace. And when those 300 yu players began to play, everybody wept. It was so wonderful. It was heavenly. He heard the call for yu players. But there was this one man from the south. He wasn't a yu player, but when he heard the yu players could live wonderfully in the palace, have dinner and enjoy palace life, he applied and he was accepted. So when the orchestra played, he would take his yu and pretend that he also played, and no one was the wiser. But you know what happens to people like that, right? You get found out because the king died and a new king came on the throne. All the yu players were afraid, is he going to chase us out? Fortunately, this new king also loved yu music. But he said, I love the solo yu. So I want each of you to come with a new composition every day, and I'm going to have a solo music for 300 days. And it went well. He heard a new concert for 299 days. But on the 300th day, there was no player. The yu player from the south had gone south. Actually, in Chinese, there's a phrase about people like that, people from the south. The yu player from the south, they say. Someone who pretends to do a thing that they're not qualified to do. No, him, he's just a man from the south. The world waits today for us, people who have been touched by the music of heaven, to sing. And we have our church, our concert, our bell choirs, our flutists, our organists, everyone has played. But now it's time for each one of us. God may be calling us to sing our song, to play our yu, to sing as Mary did. Because our world so much needs love and compassion and understanding and a kind word, a shoulder to cry on, someone to hold hands. It's time for each one of us to pick up our yus and play that song. This is good news, isn't it? And if that news is good, let's share it with our families and our friends in the days ahead. Mary says, Magnificat, in Latin, of course, magnify the Lord with me. And with her, let us confess, may it be so, according to your will, O God. Amen. Now it's time for you to sing. Let us stand to sing Star Child, hymn 2095.